You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and today we are talking about the colors of the rainbow. That's right, the food colors of the rainbow. Safe and all-natural food coloring for your dog treats after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever seen those beautifully decorated dog cookies and thought to yourself, wow, I really wish I could make those for my dogs? Well, you aren't a crazy dog lady like me unless you've had those thoughts. Just kidding. Now, you don't have to be an artist to make those decorated dog cookies. You just have to have a little bit of patience and a little bit of creativity, and you'll make some really fun and pretty colorful treats. And with the spring coming up, you'll definitely want to make pretty pastel treats, and I will tell you just how to do that. The way we're going to color our treats is through all natural foods that have bright and beautiful colors occurring naturally. Sure, you could use liquid food coloring, but we all know that it contains really bad ingredients, most of which you can't pronounce. The natural way takes a little more effort, but it's totally worth it, and you'll know exactly what is going into your dog's treats. All right, there are a couple of ways you can approach this whole all-natural food coloring business. First, you can take the easy way out, and I won't judge you if you do, and you can purchase all-natural vegetable dyes online. Now, they're pretty pricey. They run about $30 for two colors. It's pretty steep, but if you don't have the time to play mad scientist in the kitchen, it's fine to buy them already made. Just search all natural food coloring and you'll find a couple of different brands out there. Now, why are they so expensive? There's a special process they put the vegetables through to extract the natural color and make very vibrantly colored food dye for you to use. Plus, the convenience of not having to do the work. Now, the next way to make this happen is to grab some colorful veggies and to get to work yourself. Actually, I shouldn't say work because I promise it will be a little bit of fun, especially if you have some helpers in the kitchen. So go ahead and make a girl's night or a boy's night out of it. You can grab some wine and your aprons and old clothes because you will get messy and make those pretty colors out of some veggies and fruits. You can also enlist your children as helpers. Kids love getting messy and experimenting, so why not ask them to help you out with this project? All right, so we've established that there are two ways to get all natural food coloring. You can buy it or you can make it. So why are they better than the artificial stuff? Well, like I said before, the artificial stuff contains ingredients that you can't pronounce. Plus, it's usually containing corn syrup and synthetic dyes. And while it may be more convenient to use, you really don't know what is in them. All right, so let's get down to business and talk about what to buy at the store to prepare for your food dyeing experiment and also what the benefits are to your dog. The first one is for the color yellow. Now, you've probably heard of turmeric, but haven't thought to use it to color your dog treats, right? It's an Indian herb related to ginger, and it has a rich orange color to it. It's mainly used as a spice, but in some cultures, it's actually used as a pain reliever. It's safe for dogs and could be a great food additive for pets that suffer from ailments and illnesses which cause them pain. And also, it's a really great anti-inflammatory, which could be excellent to use with dogs who suffer from arthritis. It can be used for yellow or orange coloring, And also, you could use pumpkin and sweet potatoes to get that rich orange or yellowish color, depending on how much you use. All right, so you have turmeric, and you also have a couple of other options with pumpkin and sweet potatoes. So that would be if you want to color some icing or just the actual treat an orange color, or if you don't use as much, it could be more of a yellow. Now, the next one to add to the list is for the color blue. What else than blueberries, right? You can use fresh or frozen blueberries or blueberry juice to make that rich blue color for your treats. Think blue cupcake frosting for a boy dog. How much fun is that? Blueberries serve as an excellent source of antioxidants for your dog as well. So mash them and include them in your treats. The next color is green. What is green and full of antioxidants and super healthy for human and hound? That would be spinach, of course. Now, spinach can be boiled and strained for a rich green color. You could also just blend the spinach directly into the treat or into a yogurt for a pretty light green frosting for your treats. And obviously, the more you put in there, the darker the color will be. If you're looking for a frosting that resembles chocolate, remember there's always carob. I've talked about carob in earlier episodes. You can think of it as a safe version of chocolate. It comes in chip form, like chocolate baking chips, and it bakes and melts pretty much the same as chocolate. Now, something to remember, carob does harden once it cools, so do keep that in mind. And if you want an icing that remains spreadable, try another one that maybe has yogurt or cream cheese in it, but remember it will need to be kept in the fridge. Now, you can also use carob powder to dust on the top of cookies and cakes for a sugary look. You can find carob at health food stores and some specialty grocery stores. Now, last but not least is actually my favorite, and that is red. It's so much fun to make. You have a few different options with red, but you could use cherries, strawberries, raspberries, or beets to make your treats red. Now, I like to use beet juice or powder because it doesn't have a strong taste, and it's pretty easy to work with and adjust the shade you want. And also, it's really healthy. For pink, you could just add a few drops. And for a darker red, I would suggest using the beet powder. Make sure you tune into the next episode, our Valentine's Day special, for fun holiday recipes using beet juice. You don't want to miss that. Now, if you're looking for an alternative to sugary sprinkles to top your cupcakes and cookies, you could try freeze-dried fruit pieces as well. They can be colorful, and they are much healthier than traditional sprinkles and other toppings. Now, another fun way to decorate is by using fresh fruit and veggies, such as a single blueberry, maybe a strawberry on top with the stem removed, or you could even top a cupcake with a baby carrot. A healthy way to dress up your delicious cookies and your cakes. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with some really fun and easy recipes for colorful treats.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Calling all pet product manufacturers and pet experts, let the public relations and marketing professionals at Whitegate PR get you featured in the news. I'm Dana Humphrey at Whitegate PR, and we have been specializing in pet product PR for over 10 years and can get your brand featured in the media, from TV to radio to print to blogs. You can find out more at www.whitegatepr.com.
Hi, this is Tim Link, host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Join me as we feature interviews with best-selling pet-related authors, award-winning writers, and journalists, and bloggers. And we'll tell stories about the animals and interesting topics about the animals in our lives. Each of the interviews will give you a first-hand knowledge about why the authors and writers chose a particular story, what the feature animals meant to them, and what has become of those animals that we've talked about. And of course, I'll also share stories from my own books, blogs, articles, and experiences. So be sure to join me and the writers and authors on Animal Rights.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Now, before the break, I shared what you need to get started with making your own all-natural food coloring. Now let's recap your grocery list for dye ingredients. To have a rainbow of colors available to use for decorating, you'll need the following. Turmeric, which is in a powder form, blueberries or blueberry juice, spinach, carob, either the chips or the powder or both, fresh strawberries or frozen strawberries, raspberries, cherries, or beet juice or powder. And that would be for the red. Now, add freeze-dried fruit to your list if you'd like to add a special colorful topping to your treats. And remember, you can always dust a little bit of carob powder on top as well. Now, in order to extract the color from these foods, you'll need to boil them in water. You'll use the following recipe. One part natural dye ingredient, so for instance, your blueberries or your strawberries, to three parts water. And then what you'll do is simmer over low-medium heat until you're happy with the dye color. So that's going to be at least 20 minutes. And make sure you're stirring occasionally. Now, you don't want it to get too watery, so you may need to boil at medium heat for a little while longer just to continue to extract that color. And to get rid of the chunks and pieces, go ahead and strain it through a mesh strainer, and that will give you just the pure dye. Now, once you have your dye ready, you can make colored frosting. And of course, the frosting is the best part of baked goods, and I think all of our dogs can agree on that. Now, there are many different types of food that work well as icing. You can use peanut butter, you can use cream cheese, yogurt, even mashed sweet potatoes, believe it or not. Now, if you're looking for a sweeter icing, you could combine 8 tablespoons of whipped low-fat strawberry cream cheese, 2 tablespoons of plain low-fat yogurt, and 2 tablespoons of honey. And there are several dog-friendly icing recipes, but my favorite is just very simple. It contains 2 ingredients, peanut butter and plain non-fat yogurt. Then what you would do after you combine those 2 ingredients is simply add the dye you made into your frosting mixture. Your colors probably won't be too bright, but you'll get some pretty pastels out of them. And so for brighter colors, if you want a really vibrant green or a blue, try adding the foods directly into the frosting mixture. So for example, drop all of your frosting ingredients into your stand mixer, or you can use a hand mixer as well, and then gradually add your food to make the desired color. Now, blueberries mix in very well, and you can also add a little bit of turmeric directly to the mixture if you're looking for a yellow. So think back to kindergarten class when you were mixing your paint colors to make different colors. So you can definitely experiment and play mad scientist in your kitchen. Now that you have your frosting finished, I'm going to share a fun cookie recipe and a fun pupcake recipe. Both will let you show off your newly acquired cake and cookie decorating skills. And don't worry, practice makes perfect, so you can continue making these and no one will judge you. There are several different shaped cookie cutters out there, so just decide which one you like best. A favorite around here for ingredients is peanut butter, of course, and so is pumpkin, so we're going to use that. You'll need 2 cups of whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour of your choice. And remember, I always recommend coconut flour or garbanzo bean flour if you have a dog with allergies. You'll need 2 eggs, 1/2 cup of canned pumpkin, just the plain pumpkin, and 2 tablespoons of the all-natural creamy peanut butter. And once you have all of that together, you're going to preheat your oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. You'll mix together your flour, your eggs, your pumpkin, and peanut butter into a bowl, or you can use your stand mixer, and then add your water as needed to help make the dough workable. Once it's workable, form the dough into a ball, and then go ahead and roll it onto a well-floured surface, and don't forget to flour that rolling pin. It's going to be very sticky. You'll roll it out to about 1/4 inch thick, and then go ahead and cut your dough with your favorite cookie cutter. You'll bake in your preheated oven about 30 minutes. Remove the cookies and of course allow them to cool. And at this point, while they're cooling, you can go ahead and get your beautifully colored frosting ready to go. And if you don't have a frosting bag and tip, you don't need to worry about it. You don't have to run out and get one. You can achieve the same thing by using a Ziploc bag with a corner cut out. That's just a little tip for you. Cut off more for a larger tip. So if you want it to be thicker icing coming out, just go ahead and cut off a little bit more from that corner. Fill the bag and get ready to frost some cookies. And you can get creative. You can draw designs or write words, whatever your heart and your pup's heart desire. Now, to make delicious pup cakes with the pretty icing, of course, you'll need 1 egg, 1/4 cup peanut butter. Again, I like to use the all-natural creamy kind. It's just It's easier to work with once you stir in the oil that's on top, and it's a lot healthier. You'll need a half cup of honey, 1 cup shredded carrots, and 1 cup whole wheat flour, or again, the grain-free flour if you prefer. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit this time, and you'll line your muffin tin with liners, or if you prefer to make them without the liners so they're easier to eat, you can grease the tin directly with coconut oil. Now combine the egg, the peanut butter, and the honey in a large bowl, because remember, I like to separate out the wet ingredients. Blend well by hand, or you can always use your stand mixer. You'll stir in the carrots and then mix thoroughly. And then once you have that mixture together, go ahead and fold the flour into the carrot mixture. You'll spoon the cake batter into your greased pan or into the liners, and then bake in your preheated oven for about 30 minutes. Let cool in the pan for 10 minutes or so, and then you can place the pupcakes onto a wire rack to cool completely. And once they are cool, go ahead and start frosting with your color of choice. And also think about dusting a little bit of that carob powder on the top to add a little extra something. Your pups will thank you, I promise. Whew, that was a lot of information thrown at you, but I know you can handle it. Dog treats are fun to make, but adding color to them makes them even better. Now go forth and jazz up those boring cookies and cakes with your all-natural and healthy food coloring. Well, we are out of time, and we'd like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please post your pictures of your creations from the show and tag us for a chance to be featured. I always love to see them. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.